But in all probability, he will be eating the item of his atu. So memela da atu chumres, that the remaining item should not be eaten up even by two people at the same time, and that one person should not eat up all the remaining items, even for zechazi. Dovosh sheni vatal machmas shivasi. Now here the mechaber paskins not like the two. Why? Because he paskins like the smag. Why does he paskin like the smag? Because the Rambam happens to agree with the smag. So dovosh sheni vatal machmas shivasi sheni sari vacheri. V'nofal ma'ataru v'sazei sechot l'shnayim acherim. V'nofat nashlei shoechot l'shnayim acherim. Hareilu ha'acherim mutom. Sh'ari yoechot shel taru v'esor v'sheino. Botil b'rov. V'nofal echot ma'ataru v'esor v'sheino. Le'elef kul masur. V'loineima botil b'rov el hatiyo svek sveikon. Sh'im yipel min ataru v'es. Hashniyo limokim achey. Einei eiseh. So in other words, it's like the smag in the Ram. Now, so most Rishonim agree with Teisves. The two Taruvas is enough. But we Paskin, the Mechaber and the Ramo, both Paskin, like the smag in the Ram. In other words, the two Taruvas, it's not bottle, only three Taruvas. Now the question is, what difference does it make, two Taruvas, three Taruvas, Monefshech, if you are going to be Machmir, and Svek Sveike, and two Svek Sveikes, so and three Svek Sveikes also? I mean, why is three Svek Sveikes better than two Svek Sveikes? So the pshat is, as the Oruch HaShulchan points out, that here in this case, so where it is Idova Choshuv, So then, it's considered, just as there is a loche of chtichanas nevela. I'm only mentioning it b'derech moshe. It's not mamish the same din, but b'derech dimyan. Just as we have by taruves of lar b'lach a concept of chtichanas nevela, and what does chtichanas nevela mean? That if one kazayis of iser is absorbed by chtiche of ten gzeisim chtiche of heter, so and to the extent that one kazayis of isa gives a tam in the big chtiche of ten gzeisim of heter, so then we say according to the shita of chtiche nasis nevela that the whole chtiche with the size of 11 gzeisim is a chtiche iso. So if a chtichas bosa of 10 gzeisim absorbed one kazayis of chilev, and the kazayis of chilev gave it tam chilev in the chtichas bosa, so the whole 11 gzeisim chtichas bosa becomes a heft of chilev. So there is a similar concept in Yovish B'Yovish. According to the smak, and so if, let's say, one chtiche, a dova choshev, so is mixed up yovish b'yovish with 1,000 chatiches of eter. So it's not only that the rabbonon is not only that it's not bottle, but that the other chatiches also become the rabbonon. They become a heft of isa. So mimele by dova choshev. So mimele, if we have just two taruves, so we cannot say we have isvek sveike, because not only in the first taruves, so not only is the first taruves osea, because maybe that is the chticha of eter. Even the other chtiches, it's not only osea because maybe it's the chtiches of isa. Even the chtiches of eter become isa. It's like chtichenas is nevele by lar b'lach. So here, mid rabbono, by yovish b'yovish, dova choshuv. So not only this becomes not only the heretofore chtichas iser is not bottle, but even the other chtichas heter that are mixed up yovish b'yovish with the chtichas iser also become mid rabbono nechefetz of iser. So memeile. So the first taruves cannot be considered. So we have to have two other taruves over and above the first taruves. Alright. So then the Rambam says, Umikol Mokei, Ein Liodom, even if we had three Tarubis, Ein Liodom Echod Leachil Eskulom. So even if we had three Tarubis, so it's Muter, but one person cannot eat the third Tarubis, all the items in the third Tarubis. Why the same thing as was mentioned by the Ramo in the previous Agoye, where let's say you had one Tarubis and then Nofalechot Menliyam. So the halacha is that one is allowed to eat the rest as long as he eats two items at a time. So the Ramo said, Vafil Lochlon, in the name of the Bes Yosef, Vafil Lochlon Shtaim Shtaim, also Odom Echot Lechles Kulom. Why? Because then he'll certainly eat. Not certainly, I mean there it's not an absolute certainty, because there is a possibility that the item that fell into the yam, but probably, he'll eat the item of Isa too, if one person will eat all the remaining items. So here too, the Ramo says, where you have three taruves, so the third taruves is muter, but one person should eat all the items in the third taruves, that not. Alright. Now, so the Shach is Masik. Sif Nun Gim. Umikol Mokim Lech, Zei Tzvidak Meishem, Mashikosav Aves Yosef. Umashma Midiv Rashi, Deho, Dishaginon Kishnisar, Vamotim Bachir, Mab Mitam Svek Sveke. Shanei, Mashem Oisa, Lhoyo, Besichel, Shinof Lekan. Vim Timsoim, Ahoyo, Ze Shanei, Chiloi, Ze Oisa. Ufize Nire, Shein Yochi Lech, Likulun Kechot. That's what the Bes Yosef says. At kan l'sheni. Avo b'emes lo yeraditin l'simta asal rav. Do ha Bes Yosef lo yko yel amai di pirish rashi bidibri rav. Da miyutim she pirish b'taru v'zbeis muter mitam svek sveke. Di b'taru v'zbeis vada leke svek sveke kishe yochlon kulon kechot. Vayim di kosav ha Bes Yosef umash m'dibri rashi do di tiyar minu misar vani moti. Vi ha v'ko yel prais k'taru v'zal v'neimar umash m'dibri rashi do di shore pirish echni l'gimri b'legimu. אבל התחוב הסגימו ועדה דימות אלו אוכלי כולי כאחות. דוי כשאפר סווק סווקה, סופי כמו יואיסה בתחוב הסבייס, ואם תמצלו עם ההויו, שמו לנופו לתחוב הסגים, וכי כוס בתיס ובסבוך. So yes, the very strong קשה against the Ramo. You see, the Bes Yosef was מדייק from Rashi. Now, Rashi Shite, he is not in harmony with the Shite of the Smak and the Ramo. So according to the Shite of the other Rishenim, that two taruves is enough, so then we can say true two taruves is enough. Why? Because we have his vexed. So if let's say one rimin bat fell into one sack of remaining shaleta, then another rimin fell from that sack number one into sack number two. So according to Rashi and Teisves, not the Smag and the Rambam, so you're allowed to eat the remaining from sack number two. Why? Because we have his vexed. First of all, when you take one remain out of the sack number two, so there is a possibility that this item that you take out from sack number two is not the item that fell from sack number one into sack number two. And then there is another topic. Assuming that the item that you eat, that you take out from sack number two and you eat it, is that item that fell from sack number one into sack number two, into sack number two, but maybe it's not the item of Isa, because sack number one has so many items, not only Isa, one item of Isa, so you have a sweksvik. So when is a child to say, you have a sweksvik if you eat one item out of sack number two, two items, three items, but if you eat all the items, so then you only have one suffix, so you don't have a sweksvik. So we can understand the Bes Yosef's deal according to Fam Rashi. Masha'inkin here, the Ramo makes his comment on the Psak of the Mechaber, like the Smag. So we are dealing now with the third sack, not the second Taruves, but the third Taruves. So as far as the third Taruves is concerned, so we have his Vex Veike, even if he eats all that, even if one person eats up all the items in sack number three. So we still have his Vex Veike. That's the Asogi of the Shach. But if we say, as the Or HaShulchan says in Ramo, that the Ramo Shite is, that there is a special Chumre de Rabbonon by Dovah Choshuv, that afilu be'elefli bottle, that not only the heretofore tichayiser is not bottle, but if it's a davar choshuv, so the whole tarumis becomes a heftzavis. Like, it's the counterpart of tichanasis nevele. But tichanasis nevele has reference to lach b'lach. Here it's yavish b'yavish. Here it's yavish b'yavish. But that's the aloha with the rabbanon. So memele, if he eats, so memele, the Ramos says, he cannot eat all the items in the third sec because we don't have his vexveke. Because as far as the first aruves is completely awesome. He's completely awesome. So then, if, when he eats one item or two items, several items, not all the items from the third sec, we have his vexveke. But if he eats all the items, one person eats all the items of the third sec, so there is no vexveke. No vexveke. All right. Vidavke shoyisa shenisariv huvada isa. Aber so viel Kisa schon ist Sarif, wie noch einmal mehr ist der Taruves, wie man kann machen, hat der Taruves ein Schein nicht schon. Hat der Taruves ein Schein nicht schon. So, but if so viel Kisa schon ist Sarif, wie noch einmal mehr ist der Taruves, wie man kann machen, hat der Taruves ein Schein nicht schon. Why? Because the whole reason is why the Smak says that we need three Taruves, because the first taruves, so is considered, the whole taruves is considered as a chafetz avisa. It's like tichanas is nevele in lach b'lach. So that's only shayach midrabon. So when what the chachomim is saying that the whole taruves should become a chafetz avisa, as long as it's not known which item is the isa, and it's mixed up with items of Eter, so the whole Taruves is Iser, if there is a Vadai Iser, there is a Vadai Iser mixed up with items of Eter. Masha'inkin, with the Sofik Iser, when there is no Vadai Iser, then the Chachomim won't at Misakein, that the whole Taruves should be considered as a Heftz of Iser. So, Mimele, even the second Taruves we have is Vexvei. Aval Sofik Iser, Shenisar, Vinof, Almeis, Taruves, Nomok, Macher, Taruves, Ashenishon. Yesh emrim, the dover she yesh le matirim, ein lehatia mikiyach svekzveike. So it's, there is a machlekes reshenim on that. So because, just as the Gemara says, the Ar reshenim will say, that just as the Chachomim or Misake, that dover she yesh matir nafilu belot lebot. So Rashi explains it. So Achet, I mean, there are two pshotim. We discussed that. So Rashi explains it. Achet atochele yu bi yiseh atochele yu bet. That's the reason why the Chachomim or Misake. The Ran explains it. The Ran Nidorim explains it on the basis of the fact that where it's min b'minei mamesh, then it's not shayach to say bitul min rice. And the only reason, and that's the reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda holds, he learns it out from a posik that min b'minei min rice is not bottle. Why? Because when the two things are alike, so then one is mechazik there. Min shaloi b'minei when they're not alike, so one negates the other. Mashenki min b'minei when they're alike, so it's not chayach to say that one should negate the other. On the contrary, it intensifies it. It's mechazik the other. So that's the reason, that's the pshat in the Gzeras HaKosuv of min b'minei libotu, midraise according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the pshat of Gzeras HaKosuv of Dama Po and Dama Soya. So, but, and the reason is why the Chachomim, the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yehuda say, Mine is bottle, is because they hold, no, it's not mamish alike. They're not the same. One is heter and one is iser. So, Mimele, there is chalbitl. But if they will be legally also alike, so then, even the Rabbonim will agree that it's not shayach to say bitl. So, Mimele, Dova Sheishel Matirin, Mimbiminei, so bimtzias they are like the same meaning, and then legally there is also a common denominator, not mamish the same, because one is iser, one is heter, but the one that is iser is destined to become heter. So mimele there is a certain common denominator, a legal common denominator too. So bimtzias they are alike, and there is a legal common denominator also. So mimele it's not shaya bitul midrabo, it's not shaya bitul midrabo. That's the Ran's pshat. Now, so, according to the Ran's pshat, of Dovashish Matiavelli bottle, so it has no relevance, has no bearing on Svexveki. But according to Rashi's Pshat, Rashi's explanation of Dovashish Matiavelli bottle, that is because Achitechleu be Iser, Techleu be Heter, some Meled, some Rishim say, for the same reason that the Chachomim said, that there shouldn't be Beetle, because Achitechleu be Iser, Techleu be Heter, so there shouldn't be a Heter of Svexveki either. Because Achit Echleyu Beiser Techleyu Behet. But some Achik. So Memele, there are more paskins only be mocking Zerach. Vitevel Hachmir in Lily Zerach, Miacha Sheesh Leheta Blab. Sofik Treifoshen Isari Bachiris, that's the Machlekes between Ramtam and Dari, and the Mechaber paskins like Rabin, like Lyle Dari. Sofik Treifoshen Isari Bachiris, Kul Nasuris, Achehe Beheter, Kidelevate Loisa. אם הוא מדבורם המזבטלים, שכיוון שסופיק או רישי, הויו בגופי, אין להתיר בספקספקי. היא פסקס לגדרי, נעת לה כבנתם, וסופיק יחד בגוף, וסופיק יחד בתערובס, איז עושה. And according to, so but there is a מחלקת between the Rashbo and the Ror, in the Rishite, they both passed לגדרי. So the Rashbo says, it's a special halacha, that the ספקס have to be מסוג יחד. And if it's סופיק יחד בגוף, סופיק יחד בתערובס, so it's not muter. Even if it will be in an Isra Rabbanon, not Dafkin in Isra Reis, but the Ro in the second Loshen, the Ro has still a Shenes, and the Ro in the second Loshen is in Bayis Dalet Charbeis, Bayis Dalet Charbeis, Tiras Abayis. So he in the second Loshen he says that Sofik Yachad Biguvi, Sofik Yachad Bitaruves is Oser. Why? Because since you have Sofik Yachad Biguv, so Sveik the Reis is Lachumre. So Mimele that becomes Oseh B'Tiras Vada. It becomes Oseh B'Tiras Vada. That's the Pshat in the Ro. So it becomes Oseh B'Tiras Vada. So then when you have another Sofik, so it's one Sofik in the Raise. So because the first Sofik became Oseh in the Raise on the basis of the Aloche of Sveik in the Raise L'Chumre. That means it's Oseh B'Tiras Vada. In other words, not as the Berhetev explains that Mechaber, not as the Berhetev in Siman Kuf Beis explains the Mechaber, but the way most Poskim explain the Mechaber. So Mimele, then we have the other Sofik, so it's one Sofik in Nidrais. So that's only Shayer if it's Nidrais, but if it's in the Rabbonon, so then Sofik Yachad Biguvi, Sofik Yachad Taruves is Muta. So that's the Afkimina between the Rashbo and the Ro. So the Mechaber passes like the Rashbo. So according to the Mechaber, even so Sofik Yachad Biguvi, Sofik Yachad Taruves will be also living in the Rabbonon. And then the Ramo says, V'yeshem matam de Oseh, hoyuva Sofik uisa de Raise, v'linu chaleim arei Sofik, shei kan Iseh, rak shen Isare v'acherim, v'imit chesvek sveike, v'yoseh, aval im hoyu beit sveike is, so im hoyukan isaklau, we need to base a svekes biyachad, matir in svek svekse, bichol mokim, afil biyisa de reise, vigufei shalisa. So in other words, so here the Taz mentions that the Masis Biyomin, who was a Talmud of the Ramo, was Masik on the Ramo, because the Ramo says, avil im hoyu beit svekes, im hoyukan isaklau. Vinei du beisa sveikes biyachat, matirin svek sveike bichol moki. So it's mashma from the loshin. So it's mashma from the loshin of the Ramo, that even if both sveikes are sveikes biguf, like the sveikes of Pesach Pesuach Mitzvos. But even if both sveikes are sveikes biguf, but if one sofik is neida first, and then the other Sofik is Neida later, so it will be awesome. So the Masid Yomin is Masik and Ramor, and the Masid Yomin says, no, if both Sveikes are Sveikes Biguf, but the person subjectively found out about one Sofik first and another Sofik later, so it doesn't matter as long as both Sveikes are Sveikes Biguf, so Mimele, it doesn't matter whether both Sveikes were Neida at the same time, or the person became aware of one Sofik first and another Sofik later. Now, some of the Nisikalim, they as the Kashe, how is it possible by two Sveikes Biguf that it should not be Neidul Basachas? It's always Neidul Basachas. Let's say, the classic example of to Sveikes, Biguf, is Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi. So over there, of course, so when he becomes aware of both Sveikes, not one Sofik first and the other Sofik later. But, so they ask, how is it possible? How can we visualize that two Sveikes, Biguf, is Sveikes, Biguf, and one Sofik should be Neda first and another Sofik should be Neda later? So the Orcha Shulcha mentions, we have such examples. Now the Gemara in Psochim Dartes, Midure Shel Akum, so the Akum are accustomed to bury their fetuses in their own homes. So the Gemara says that, so the Braise says in Psochim Dartes that if it's Midure Shel Akum and there is Chuldom Alecheshom, so then it's Mutar, it's not Mitamei. Why? Because we have Isvek Sveike. First of all, maybe David Chovim, who lived there, did not bury a fetus. It doesn't mean that he must bury a fetus. Sometimes they do, but maybe he didn't. Wasn't caver in that home. And assuming that he was caver in Ephel in that home, since chuldes amitzuin shom, so maybe the chulde ate up already that fetus. So there, it's very possible that first it was neida one safik, when the person found out about that, I mean that an Akum lived here. But he didn't know that Chuldes was Mitzuyim Shom, because there are certain homes that have no Chuldes, And then, let's say, a week later, he found out that a Chulde was Mitzuyim. So we can visualize an example of two Sveikes, a Svek Sveike Biguf, where it's one Sofik is Neida first and then the other Sofik. So Memele, the Mas is Biyomin is Chelik, because from the Ramo it's Mashma, Avol Imoyu Beis Sveikes, Imoyu Kam, Isa Klau, Vineidu Beis HaSveikes Biyachat, Matvir in Svek Sveike Bechol Mokim, Afilu Beisa Deraisi. So it's Mashma, even if both Sveikes are Biguf, so, but if it's not neidu beis asvikes biyachad, so then it is still osir. So the Masid Yomim is chaylik, and he says if both svikes are biguf, even if one sofik is neida first and then the other sofik, it's still mutar. Now the Taz mentions the asogia of the Masid Yomim. He agrees with the svar of the Masid Yomim that if both svikes as Sveikes Biguf, so even if it's not Neidu Bibasachas, but Bizeachazeh, it's still Muter. It's still Muter, let's say, in the case of Midure Shel Kevit Chovim, and one Sofik was Neida first, and then the other Sofik. So he says that Ramo is not Chilik. But when Ramo says, V'neidu Bizeh Sveikes V'yachat, he doesn't mean Dafke that Neidu Bizeh Sveikes V'yachat. He wants to give us a clue, a criterion whereby we could determine as to whether the Sofik is, well, as to whether both Sveikes are Sveikes Biguf, or one is Biguf and one is Vitaruves. So in other words, usually when you have a Sveike Biguf, so one Sofik is imminent in the other. And the moment you become aware of one Sofik, you become aware of the other Sofik. But that's only as a simen he mentions in Neida Beis HaSveikes. He doesn't mean that this is a prerequisite, that both Sveikes must subjectively be determined at the same time. No, it doesn't make any difference. If because of the ignorance of the person, so he became cognizant of one Sofik first and the other Sofik later, it doesn't matter. Why? Because of the ignorance of the person, he didn't know the setup of the homes. So when he found out that the Nevi Chovim lived there, he didn't know that Chuldes were also Mitzuyim Shom. So because of that, on Sunday he became aware of one Sofik, and then on Monday he found out that Chuldes were Mitzuyim Shom. But usually, if both Sveikes are Sveikes Biguf, so that means one is inseparable from the other, So Mimele, they are neither Bibasachas. But in Hanami, if for some reason they were not neither Bibasachas, it still is vexed. So the Rosh Hashulchan says that Vadechak, Alright, he doesn't like that pshat in the Ramah. So that means that the Ramah does not agree with the Masad Biyamin. So according to the Ramah, it is Tzvek is only Muter if Nidu Bisa Tzvek is Biyachad. But if one Sofik was Nida first and then the other Sofik, so then it's Huzak. So what's the Pshat of the Ramah? So then it was Huzak Lisa. Let's say, suppose first when he found out of a Midei Shalim, he didn't know that Chul is one Mitzvah in Shom. No one knew. So Mimele, it was Huzak Lisa. So since it was Huzak Lisa, for a while, so Mimele, even though later it becomes Mivura, that Chul is one Mitzvah in Shom all the time, so Mimele, it's also, so that's a big Chidesh, it's a very strange thing, but that is probably the pshat. If the Ramo Shite is the Masses Biyomin assume that. V'neidu beis asveke biyachat matvir in svek svek v'chomokim afilu bisa deraise v'gufei shalise v'afilu hoyo loy cheskas isa k'neiv shebecheskas isa eimeid v'nishbar oy nishmat gapei sofik mechayim olach hashchit. Maybe, so there is one Sofik, maybe it happened like a Shchite, so then it doesn't ask a day. V'im tim tzalei mamechayim. So the fact that it's Nishba Gapei, so is not a definite proof that the Reye was perforated. Maybe the Reye was not perforated, so it's a Svek Sveike. Even though the Behemo Bechayeo Becheskas Yisari Meres, so still Svek Sveike is effective, even against Cheskas Yisari. So even though it's negative Cheskas Yisar, because but since we have a Svek Sveike, in other words, it's Nishba Gape of the Eve. So maybe it happened, maybe it was Nishba Gape Lacha Shchite. Assuming that it was Nishba Gape before Shchite, now Nishba Gape doesn't make a treif in itself. But the Nishba Gape might be indicative of a nekev in the Reye. It might be indicative of a nekev in the Reye, it might not be indicative of a nekev in the Reye. So it's a Svek Sveike. So even though it's negative Cheskas Yisar, so it's still Muter, even though it's possible to be Mevarer. Afal pi sheyesh levorer al dibdikas Reye, ein lochosh. Reye treifo shenimtza bereyes ksheris, veomar abedik shehoyo yedei abeis esirche, uvishgogo nisarvu, eis Reye, treifo bin aksheris, velohoyo bikvoshi miyovuvi aksovi mutori. Now what kind of Hiddush is it? There is a halacha of Yidechot Ben Bisum. Now, the Beilik says, so he has nemones. But there is a Shittes HaRishayim that an Yidechot has no nemones in Yisurim. And Yidechot has no nemones in Yisurim in the case of Yischazik Yisur. So this din has to be mentioned according to those Rishayim who say that an Yidechot has no nemones. In the case of Yischazik Yisurei, so Mimele, here we could say that the Beitik has no nemones because it's Yischazik Yisurei. In other words, after all, we have a Beitik and the Beit, and then we found that the Reye has a certain Sirche, as a Sirche. So it's Ikva Yisurei. So we know that one is also some Mele, he shouldn't have mnemones. So the answer is no, since the Beidik says, and he explains it, he says that he knew of that Tzirche in that Reye. So how come that this Reye is together with all the other Reyes if he knew, so he should have put it aside? So the Beidik says, I did put it aside, and then somebody mixed them up. So Mele, it's not considered Ikva Yisure, so even according to the Rishayim who say that Yidechot is not Nemon in the case of Yischazik Yisurei of Ikva Yisurei, but here it's not considered to be Ikva Yisurei because the Beidik explains it. So there is no Reyesi. Once he gives that explanation, so Mimele it's not considered Ikva Yisurei. So Mimele all the other Kvosim Amutor. Now, Friday, we first going over briefly Simen Kufyud Aleph, and then we'll start the Taz of Simen Kufyud.
Now, Simin Kufi Dalek in the Torah. The Sefer Teres Abayis. So the number of halachas, I mean, except for the less din, so all the halachas are based upon the principle that where there is a suffix, whether the Yiseh fell into the Yiseh and the Heter into the Heter or vice versa, so then if it involves the Yiseh Rabbonon, we are tailing the Hoki. And the Hoki for that aloche is the Morim Sochim Dachman Dalet. The Morim Sochim Dachman Dalet says, Shtei Kupes, Achas, Achas Shal Chum, Achas Shal Trum. ולפניהם בי סוי, אח אשר חום ואח אשר תרומו, ונופלו אלו לשיחים, מוטות, שעליהם חום לשיחום לו, תרומו לשיח תרומו לו. So that has reference to the Zmina Zeh, that is Midra Bonon. So in other words, so where it's equal, we have two kupes, one chum and one trumo, and then we have two soy, one chum and one trumo, and then one saw fell into one coupe and one saw fell into the other coupe. We don't know which saw fell into which, whether the saw shal chum fell into the coupe shal chum and the saw shal trumo fell into the coupe shal trumo, so then everything is fine, or vice versa, so it's not fine. So since it's in Gei and Yisrael Rabbanon, so we are telling the Hoki. So but there is a machlekes, even in case of an Yisrael Rabbanon, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rishlokish. So in other words, so Rabbi Yechon says, I mean Rishlokish says, that when we say that in Yisrael Rabbanon, let's say Trumat Rabbanon, so Trumat Rabbanon, so we are telling the Hoki only if each coupe has Rov to be mivatim. And Midrash said very little drop is enough. So if let's say it's Nikaya a Trumat Rabbanon, and let's say you have in each coupe you have two saw, and then you have two individual saws, one chum, one trumo, and one fell, and each saw fell into one of the coupes. And we don't know which one fell into which. So then we are telling the Hokel, and we assume, even though it doesn't have to be like that, but we assume. We can assume that the social chum fell into the coupe of the chum, and the social trumo fell into the coupe of trumo. But even if it's just the other way around, that the saw of trumo fell into the coupe of chum, so there is also a bit of midrash. And that is rabbanon, because midrash there is a bit of rov. Mashein kein, if each kupo has just one saw, and then there are two individual saws, and each saw fell into one kupo, and we don't know which fell into which, then according to Mishlokish, we cannot admit in the log. And according to Rabbi Yechonen, we pass by Rabbi Yechonen, in as much as it is negiah. And this is the rabbanon, so we melee, even if there is no rov to be mevatel. So we pass by Rabbi Yechonen. This is the mokeh for the halochas, for most of the halochas mentioned in Simin Kufi Dalet. Misei fatir azabaz, isa shenofal mokom echok, vein yudu alei ze mokeh nofal, yeish bezo lohokeh lohachm. Keit, shtei deres, acha shel heter, kein boso shchuto, vi acha shel is, kein boso neveyo. Vulifneim beisuk tiches, acha shel heter, vacha shel is. Im achtiche hoyo misad rabono, kein sham nishel giit anoshem. ונוף לא אלו יסיכים, מוטור, שמתאים לאימא, הוא יצא נוף על יסיכים, וההטה לזריך של הטה, ואפילו אם ההטה שמבנה אלה, אין רוב על יסה של פונה, נדורת, because we don't pass from like רשלוקיש, we pass from like הביכם, אנחנו נדע לו למצוא. וכן עדי, אם לא היו כאן לגדיר אחה של בוס, ונוף על בו אחס מלו שלי אחתיכס, ואין ידוע איזה עונותים לי של הטה נוף, אפילו להטה רוב של יסה, או אם לא היו כאן מלכתיך אחס מיסה לרבונו. ויש שתי בדירס, אחס של היתה ואחס של איסה. So first we discussed where you have two בדירס, one איסה and one היתה, and we have two קופס, two בדירס. So now we discuss the case where there is just one בדירס, but that is only also the רבונו. And there are two בדירס, ויש שתי בדירס, אחס של היתה ואחס של איסה, ובידי עלי איזה נוף. So it fell into one of the two. So we can assume, since it's Negei the Rabbanon, that the Yechtich HaSisa fell into the Deiros. It doesn't make any difference, in other words, whether we have tuch tiches, one is a one eter, and both tiches fell into the dera, and we don't know which into which, or we just have one tiches. One chtiche, and that chtiche is a chtiche shel Isa, and that chtiche fell into one of the two deiras. The question is, the deira shel Eter, the deira shel Isa. So we can assume that it fell in the deira shel Isa, and the deira shel Eter, we can continue. So, oyim oyo kam chtiche achas miserah, v'yish tig deira shel Eter, v'achas shel Isa, and the deira is an ofro. Kam po zeto yom hoke, v'amed vor mamurim shetel, v'michol yom hoke. In other words, so the second case, the second case, so Rabbi Yosef says it's a kalvachima from the first case. Because in the first case, we have to assume two things happened. In other words, there are two nefilas. Each tikha fell into a deira. We don't know which to which. So there we say, we assume two things happened, that the tikha shalisa fell into the deira shalisa, and the tikha shalata fell into the deira. So certainly in this case where there is only one tefillin, one chticha visa, there is no other chticha, and it fell into one of the deiras. So we only have to assume one thing, so we certainly can be tefillin. Alright. Bamed v'ramuri, she'teili b'cholil hokil afina heter hoba leisea, she'eino yisulei gamkin hoba leheter. Avoli mu'isea hoba leheter, in teilin kol kach lehokil. Now this is a big chiddush. Now the Rebbe Yosef says the mokia for that is Gemara in Psochim. But the Gemara in Psochim, so as the kasha against Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says that where it's negeyeh, and nisa the rabbonon. So then we are dealing hokim even though the Gdeira Shel Heta does not have Rov as against the Chticha Shel Yisya. Chticha Shel Yisya. So the Gemara in Psochim, the Chum Dalet, as the Kashe from the Mishnah Mikvois, the main machlokes is in Yevomis. In Yevomis, Daf Pibeis. Yevomis Daf Pibeis. So the problem in Yevomis Daf Pibeis is the kashe v'soba rabu Rabbi Yechanan v'drabonu v'binu v'buir. Because Rabbi Yechanan is more mental than Rishlokish. Rishlokish holds the people in connection with Nisa Rabon. So we need to ribuy it. In other words, that the Gdeira Shel Heter, the Kupe Shel Heter, should have two against one as against the Isa. They fell into the Gdeira, into the Kupe, the Gdeira. So Rabbi Yechanan Shiti is no. Only if it is involves in Nisa the Raisi. So then, if there is Rov, and it's Mimbi Mine, so he can still be Tehil Hakil, because even though it's a Nisar Aise, but even if the Isa fell into the Heta, but the Heta is Rov, negative the Isa, so it's still one. And there is a possibility that the Isa fell into the Isa, and the Heta fell into the Heta, so he can be Tehil Hakil if there is Rov. But if it involves a Nisar Rabbonon, let's see, like Tun Rabbonon, so even if he doesn't have Rov, so he can still be Tehil Hakil. So the Gemara is the Kasha, we saw Rabbi Yechanan and Nachpil Vey, some of the Beis in Yivomis. We saw Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbonu and Binan Ribuye, Vot Nan, Mikve Sheyesh Be'abo Yim Som Mechovonis, Nosu So Benotu So Poshea, Vyom Rabbi Yudhe Barshir Leom Rabba Asam Rabbi Yechanan, Ad Rubei, My Love the Mishtai Rubei, in other words, what do you mean Ad Rubei? Only if he did it 19 times. So there is still Chokalef Sov, the Mayim Kshedim left. Masha'im Kein, if he did it 20 times, so only 20 so of the mem so mayim sheirim is left. So there is no bitul b'rov. So the mayim sheirim is against the psulim, I mean, whether it's my pshuvim or it means my parents, I mean, the machlek of the shame on them. So they're not. So it's a kashi against Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, loy deloy mishkal lube. Deloy mishkal lube. In other words, when the Mishnah says in the Kvois, Mikve sheyesh be'aboyim psulim chavonis, nosen so, of mashkim psulim, v'notal so, and to count it. So what does it mean? Ad, so it's kosher. So ad rube means that he shouldn't take away chopalim. So, but if he takes away, if he does it only 20 times, so 20 so of the original mind sharing, so still remain, then it's kosher. But if he does it 21 times, so then out of the mem so mitzumtzomis, so how many so are left of the original mind sharing, non-shuvim? So only 19 is left. So then it means that there will be a 21 so of psulim, whether it's Shuvim or Meperis, whatever it is, so then it is possible. So we could say that's only Gabi Miki. But this is the mockery of that too. So he says, now that has to be understood. What is the hazard? The whole reason is why we assume that the heter fell into the heter and the iser into the iser, because it's the gate rabbi. So what difference does it make? Whether, let's say, in the kupich of heter, there it is. Now we have two chtiches. One chtiche, let's say, so of chum, and one chtiche, a so of tum. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if the kupe, each kupe has just one so we are still telling lot. But suppose the kupe, each kupe has less than a so, or let's say two so, we have two so of chum and two so of tum. And we have two coupes, one of chum and one of tumor. And each coupe has one saw. And then the two saw of chum fell into one coupe. And the two saw of tumor fell into another coupe. And we don't know whether the two saw of tumor fell into the coupe of the soft of tumor of chum. So then we cannot be there. Why not? It's the Yis Rabbah. So we should deal with the hockey. So that's the mockey. That's the mockey. The Gemara in Yevome says, my love, nishtayim ube, loy nishka ube. But if you took out 21 times, so that means he took out 21 so, and only 19 so of the original mind chain remained, so then it is possible for a mikve. Possibly. So that's the mockey. Alright, so they hold, it applies to Yisum, to not only to mikve. But what's the hesber? What difference does it make? So suppose we knew that the saw of Trumo, the saw of Trumo fell into this into the saw of Chum, into the group of the saw of Chum. So then it would be awesome. So the only business why we say if one saw. If one saw fell into a coupe of a saw, and we don't know which into which, so it's there because there is a possibility that the saw of chum fell into the coupe of the saw of chum, and the saw of tumor fell into the coupe of the saw of tumor. So even if it's that way around, so it's only Mr. Rabbanon, so we are still lucky. We don't have to be chesish. So even if each tiche consists of two saw, and each coupe has only one saw, so we should still be tailored. So the pshat is given that we are only tailored hokeil if the only possibility is that that the Yisa will fall into the Heter. And in case the Yisa falls into the Kupe of the Heter, so then the Heter remains Heter. But only it will have an Yisa, it will be mixed up with Yisa. Masha'im came in the case where each Kupe has just one soul. So one Kupe has one soul of Chum, and the other Kupe has one soul of Chum. And then we have two souls. We have one Chtiche of two souls of Truma, and we have one other Chtiche of two souls of Chum, and each Chtiche fell into a Kupe. So in case Klav Ishmael is Gali, that the Chtiche of the two souls of Truma fell into the Kupe of the one soul of Chum, so then not only the two souls of Truma will be Osa Lizari, so then the whole thing will be Osa Lizari. Will be also Nizari. So in such a case, we're not going to love. So in other words, so this whole din that the two mentions is based upon the premise, and that's a big chiddush, that there is
but the other kule that the Rambam says that the Chachomim only answered manipulating the polish. But if it's piris meilo, so then it is muter. The Rashba passes like that. The Rosh is chiluk, and the Rosh is the biggest machmir. And the Rosh it is that when the Gemara says Gzeiro Shemenikam Lakavua, so not only did the Chachomim answer manipulating the Polish, that the Chachomim answered even taking a behemoth that is Polish male because of Ibzero Shemoyikach Minakavua. Now, so then you ask, so if Pirish Meilov also the Chachomim answered, so the Chachomim answered Pirish Meilov even in the case of Balechayim Shemisavu, where Midraisa there is Bittul Berov of this Anepachleta. But midi rabbonon, so it's the vachoshuv ibalchay, the vachoshuv, and there is no beetle. So the chachomim answered even piris meilo. So how is it that boso hanimtzo bechutz, when you have in the market, let's say 10 stores, 9 stores selling treife, kosher, and one store selling treife, so then if you found in the street, so then you are allowed even midi rabbonon, except for the shaila of Boso Shemisal 9, so it's another Shaila. But as far as the Shaila of Treif is concerned, so you rely on Rov and call the Polish, even with Rabbanon. So Monevshech, so we see that even by Kavua de Reise, so the Chachomim did not aser Piris Meilov, that's Boso Hanimtzo Beshuk. And if in the market there are nine stores selling kosher and one store selling treife, so Boso Hanimtzo in the street, so is muter, so they didn't, that's Pirish Meilov. So why should they ask her? So over there, it's kavua midrais. If he bought it. Still, if it's Piris Meilov, it was found in the street, that means Piris Meilov. So then it is Muter, the Chachomim didn't answer it, and they won't gezer, Zero Shemini Kamna Kavua. So why should they answer in the case of the Dovachoshuv? So, where Midraisi became bottle and Nisa was Neparleta, but Midrabonon, the Rabbonon is considered like Kavua, and it's Osea. So there they answered even Piris Meilov. So that's one of the rayas of the Rajma. That by Piris Meilov it's not Osa, he says, because by Piris Meilov we are matir even where Bimkemo it's Kogua the Raise. Alakas Kamo Vichamo here when Bimkemo it's bottom with Raise. So certainly by Piris Meilov it should be Mutea, that's one of the rayas of the Rajbo. So what does the Rosh say? So the Rosh says here the Senes. Over there by Teisha Chanuis Meichim Basar Shchuto, and one Chanus selling Nivelo, so Loichoshit Ines, so Lemerzek Ines Berishes, so we don't suspect anybody that he will deliberately be kavone buy in the kosher stores. First of all, why does he have to buy in the we don't expect anybody to buy in the treif store. First of all, why should he buy in the treif store? After all, it's Mika Ben Kamon. He has in the same street, he has 9 stores selling kosher meat. Why should he deliberately go into the treif store and buy? And when he can buy the kosher meat, and then something else over there, it is making the rises. It's just not there. So we don't suspect anybody to buy something that is also the rises. Mashiach in here, where bin kamom there is bitul midrashe. Let's see balachai. One is arif. So bin kamom in the stable where they are muret. One behemoth of treife is mixed up in the stable with 1,000 behemoth chairs, shleimes. So mimele midraise there is bitl merov, but midrabonon there is no bitl. So mimele, even if in the case of pirish meilov, we don't say kol the porish, because if we'll allow it in the case of pirish meilov, so then he might take from the stable itself, because after all he knows midraise it's not osem. And there is a temptation. So because of that, the Rosh says that even by Pirish Meilov, so it is Osa. So if it is Kavua Midraise, so then Pirish Meilov is Muta. But if it's Kavua Midrabonon, let's say Balachai, where it's Eine Nika Bim Kemon, so because if it's Dovah Choshuv, so it's considered as Kavua Midrabonon. So they are even, so according to the Rosh, even if it's Pirish Meilov, it's Osa. Anyway, so we have these shittas. Now, v'ho d'sharina, k'shepir shachot me'arov, dafke dum yeditez chnius, sheolisa yodua, v'nika b'mkeimi, avol balachai mushot vorim chshuvim, shenisavu b'heter, shenemteilim afilu b'alef, afilu impir shachot me'arov, osa, v'chim shenisa nika b'mkeimi, chayshinon, shemoyikach m'nakovua, v'kosef harashbo, dafke k'shifrishom b'mischav, where he deliberately manipulated the Polish. He closed his eyes and then he started to cause the disturbance in the stable that they should run out. So then it is also aval impiris mimele shore, because it's not more homo than bosar animtza bechutz. So over there, if someone bought it, so it's also midraise, and still the chachomim did not asa piris mimele otu. Or to the case where he bought in the stores, so Allah has come of Yechamo, that in case of Kavua de Rabbonon, where Bim Kemo meets bottom in the Raise, so they shouldn't answer Pires Mimele. That's the Rajbo. So in other words, so the Rajbo does not agree with one Chidesh of Rav Netam, that the whole Gzeire of Shemik Nagavua, the Chachomim applied only to Kochi. No, he holds that the Chachomim applied this Takon even to Chum too. But the Chachomim only answered where it was not Piris Mimele by itself, where it is Piris Mimele through manipulation. where it was deliberately manipulated that it should be Pirish Memele. Masha'ikein, where accidentally it was Pirish Memele, not deliberately Pirish Memele, so then the Chachamim didn't ask. That's the other Chiddush of Hametach. The Adeini of Izal Kosav, the Rosh, that Philo Pirish Memele Namorosah. Umiu Davke Kishe Pirish Achashanidat Aruves. Aval in Pirish Kedim Shanidat Aruves, Muteres. The Beholu Shayach Limigza, Shemo Yikach Nakavua. Do Akate Kulom Becheskasetere, Vafil in Pirish Lufanein Muter, Kim Shadayan Lenin Dasofik, Im Kemo Nel Dasofik Mokmakvies, Vitalina de Merube Pirish, the Holds Manshin Becheskaseter, and Hilik Ben Pirish Bufanein, Ben Pirish Loy Bufanein. Now, up to him. Now, so, all the poskim raise a question against the Toro that the Toro is Seisar himself. Here, the Toro mentioned the machlekes between the Rashba and the Rosh. Suppose it's Pirish Memele. Suppose it's Pirish Memele. And it's Pirish Memele. And it wasn't manipulated. It wasn't done by Kavone. So, is it Muter or not? So according to the Rashba, it's Muter, according to the Rosh, it's Oser. But in a case where it was manipulated in Chulun, so then the two certainly paskins not like Rabbi Netan. So that it's certainly Oser, even by Chulun, not like the other Chiddush of Rabbi Netan, that by Chulun it's Muter even to manipulate the Pirish Memel. But there are two tools, one in Simen Tezayin, in Ilcha Shchite, in Simen Tezayin, Daf Chof Aleph, in the tool. So there it's in connection with Esav's name. There is a lot of the Raise. You cannot check the mother behemoth with the child behemoth in the same day. It's a lot of the Raise. So Behemo Shenishchato Imo Hayoyim V'nisalvo Bachiris. So suppose a certain behemoth, so the mother of that behemoth, so was Nishcha today, and then it was, so the child of that behemoth was mixed up with other behemoths, so Mitzorich, Lishchait, and the other behemoths, their mothers, were not slaughtered today, so Mitzorich, Lishchait, Mehem, Ayei. So every behemoth, so there's a problem. Every behemoth he takes out from the stable, maybe it's that behemoth whose mother was slaughtered today. So it's a lot of the raise. Keitza takanosei, nir bishe denayde. So he should manipulate. So he has an eitze. So the Torah says, he has an eitze. To manipulate a pirish memele, manipulate. He'll cause a disturbance, he'll close his eyes. He'll cause a disturbance, he'll start screaming. And then the behemoths will get scared, and then they will run out from the stable, and then each behemoth that he'll get, so we'll say call the Polish. Nirbeshel naidem kivosom v'yikar me'emechod echod v'yishchei. The whole the Polish mirub the Polish. Ushnai ma'achinim asur mayim. The two last behemoths remaining in the stable, there you cannot say call the Polish, because you only have two. So as long as you have three, so you can say and then a third behemoth out of the alarm. So one behemoth runs out from the stable, so you can still say call the Polish. But if you have only two behemoths left in the stable, so then and one behemoth runs out, so you cannot say call the Polish. Alright. So here the Torah advises us to manipulate a disturbance and call the Polish. A Polish memele. So that, even according to the Rashba, it's Oser, because the Rashba is only matir when accidentally the Polish memele happened, not when it was manipulated. So that will be good, will be muter according to the other Chiddush of Rabbetam. But the other Chiddush of Rabbetam, so the Torah doesn't even mention in Simen Kuf Yud. So it's a stira. Then we have another stira. In Simen Nun Zayin. In Simen and Zion. Simen and Zion daf peiches in the Torah in the Chestreifes. Omedalev, peiches omedalev. Simen and Zion, the third line from the top. Vinire, there the Shaili is, there the Torah discusses before, suppose one behemoth was druso, and another behemoth, and that behemoth that was druso through a lion was deiris. A lion was there, is a certain behemoth, so that's a treifo. and then that behemoth that was nidrasa al yedei a lion, so became mixed up with other behemoths. So it doesn't become bottle because balachayim chashida v'lo battle. So then he discusses, suppose a sofik trusa, a behemoth that is a sofik trusa was nisavo. So then the Torah says, v'niret sheyesh takone afilu levad haitrusa, shenisavo b'achereis, v'nir b'shedinayde, v'chol di poris miru b'poris, v'chulo mitoreis, chutz mibeizo achereis. So again, he advises us to manipulate a poris mimele, but that's only good according, that's muter only according to Rabbi Tam. But the Rosh certainly is Chelika Rabbi Tam, and even the Rashbo, he only passes like the one Chiddush of Rabbi Tam, that where it happened accidentally, Mimele, it didn't happen deliberately, it wasn't manipulated, then it is muter. But he doesn't passen like the other Chiddush of Rabbi Tam, that by Chul everything is muter, and here he seems to pass like Rabbi Tam, the other Rabbi Tam. So we have two tours, one tour in Simen Tezayin, Ligabei says Nei, and one tour in Simen Nun Zayin, Ligabei Truso, Shenisavo, where the two passes like the other Rabbi Tam. And here in Kufyut, the other Rabbi Tam he certainly rejects, but he mentions today as the Rashbo, or the Rosh. So there is a story. So they all have that kasha. Now let's see the dark image and daf kufayim beis in simen kufyud. Yesh makshinu matmir. Yesh makshinu matmir. Dichan pirish rabbeinu. Dibidvorim chshuvim matmir. Pirish echot menosa. Do amrinu miru beporish. Dichin kosof likar monoit. Seif simen zeh. והרי הוא כוס הבהד יהיה להפר בסימן תזיין ובסוף סימן נום זיין גם בבלחיים שנסער בו פוסק בלשינו לניידה בכל בפורס מרו בפורס ובס יוסף סימן נזיין יקשר כוש יזו ורוצו לתארצו אבל הוי אולי התירץ דמה שכוס הבסימן נזיין היינה לדברי הסמאק אומר דקוס אפשום דסופיק תרושו שנסער אפשר מכי הסווק סוויקה והוא דעס רח ורמתם סביר למהנה נרשן לייטה ולא חין כל מה שמעטור דיבר הסמאק דירות של ההתיר סופיק דרוסו לדעס רמתם אם כן גם ודאי דרוסו יש להתיר לדעס רמתם מכי אבין שבין הנאידה ומה שכוס בעטור כאן הוא סבור עשרי וסביר למהנה לנאידה וכניקוס ברוך לדעס רמתם ורי בתזיז ואשרי בירגי לנושה זהו לדברי דיבס יוסף. So what does דיבס יוסף says that in סימן זיין where he discusses the question sofik trusa shenisavo, so he mentions the machlekes between Ramtam and the Ri, whether we say sofik achad bigum sofik al taruves. So mele when he says in the end that even vadai trusa shenisavo, so there is an eitz of yerbishen naide, he mentions that alivid Ramtam, because before he mentioned the other Ramtam ligabi sofik achad bigum sofik al taruves. It's a different child, I mean, but since he mentioned before in the preceding sentences, he mentioned Ramtam Shite, Ligabei, Sofik Drusa Shenisarvo, that according to Ramtam, it's Muta Mitam Svexvike, because we say Sofik Yachamikuv Sofik Taruves, so Mele, here he says, Vinire de Afilu, the Afilu Vadai Drusa, Yesh Takone, in Nisarvo Yesh Takone, Nishvin Naide. So it means, I live in Ramtam. So Enoch Name, so he's got. So the Bes Yosef, so the documentation says that only can let's accept that teretz. So that will be a teretz on the stira in Simen Zion, but that's no teretz on the stira in Simen Tezayin. Ligabi Yisrael is May. He says, "I will call Zelu Mahanu Taris Kushezu. There I can be soft Simen Tezayin, because I told the Mahanu Kushen Naide. We shom the Yisrael cloud in Rasmad. Rak pirishom stome beloy machleikes. We can pirish lehefer." Al kol choch imaloch sheo emes u mashetiras li hagoyen miri chomi harab rab shachni biyishuv kush yezu di ma shekos batur kan hayne beit shadvorim chshuvim nisharo bin keimo rak shepiris echod mehenu beiz vilochim lo yamrinon di poris meru beko poris di hoyu vadayim unochim bin keimo havo lo yadayim kavua vichol kavua ki mechtal mechtodome avol im pirishu וניידה כולם הם קיימון שלא נשאר שם קבוע ואיכות פירש מהם איסי שפירש שורי דילקטר למיך השם היקח מן הקבוע דארו נשאר שם קבוע דארי פירש וכולם כן הישב לי מספרוסי ואני מוצאוסי בהדיה בתור חיים סימן שם חופטס שזו ידעס התור ובסיוסי כושב רעש בחילוק זה ולידעתי מה הוא צריך לכתי כסעת מיש והקושי הויו ויקולו חילוק זה. So now within Kosafi's letter, there's something else. So he mentions the teretz of his father-in-law, Rab Shachne, and he praises it. So he says that when Enoch and Ami, the Torah certainly doesn't pass like Rabbi Natan. And according to the Torah, it's a pshites, beyond the shadow of a doubt, not like Rabbi Natan. That the Gzeir of Shemi Kachnakavua, the Chachomim applied to Beimischun too. Not only, they didn't limit it to Beimischotchi. It applies to Chum as well. So you're not allowed to manipulate the Polish Memele. If it happened accidentally, so then there is a Machlekes. So then the Torah is a Sophic. Then it's a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. But to manipulate the Porish, that is certainly osir. It's certainly osir. Why? Because of the Gzeira, Shemo Yikach Nakavua. What does it mean? If we allow him to manipulate the Porish, maybe he'll do it directly, without manipulating. So Reb Shachne's Teretz is this. Now, what's the usual pshat of Gzeira, Shemo Yikach Nakavua? That the meaning is the same as most gzeiras in Chazal. Now, when Chazal asks one thing, because of gzeira, maybe if we allow him to do this, maybe he'll do that. So what does it mean? If we allow him to do this act, this time, so sometimes later, he'll do something else. I mean, that's the pshat in most gzeiras that we find on Shabbos. That if we allow him, let's say, to carry any kamales, why did Chachomim ask him to carry any kamales? Because the kamales has certain similarities to Rishus Rabim. So Midrash says it's not Rishus Rabim, but it is similar to Rishus Rabim. So if we would allow a Jew to carry any kamales now, so maybe next Shabbos he'll carry any Rishus Rabim. So that's the pshat in most Zeres. So the usual pshat of Zera Shem Yikam Nakavua is also the same thing. I mean, it means if we were to allow him to manipulate. Now here we have a special case. One behemoth, a behemoth of Trefor, was Nisari with other behemoths Shemis. So the question is, let him cause a disturbance in the stable and then they'll run out and then we'll be able to say call the Polish. So the Gemara says no, he's not allowed to do it. So what's the usual pshat? If we allow him to cause a disturbance, so maybe when in another situation something similar will happen, not in this case, he will directly take it from the Kavua. In this case, so we are only allowing him to manipulate. But if we allow him now in this case, so we win sometimes in the future, a similar situation will arise, then we'll take it directly. He'll say, last time I asked a Rovi Shaile, so he told me I should cover my eyes and I should cause a disturbance. Now I'll do it directly. That's the usual pshat. So Rav Shachne says, no, that's not exactly. Because after all, we tell him that you can only manipulate, you're not allowed to take it directly, so we don't have to behave him. Maybe he'll do it next time, so he'll do it directly. But the gzeira is, maybe this time itself he'll take Minakavua. This time, not in another time. So maybe it's only Shayach. When is a Shayach to apply the gzeira? If he just manipulates a disturbance that a few behemoths should run out from the stable. So then he's not allowed to take these few behemoths and eat them. Why? Because if we allow him to take this behemoth, let's say he caused a disturbance and one behemoth ran out. And then if we were to allow him to check this behemoth and eat it, so then he will so then he'll decide, well, he needs another behemoth. Yes, one behemoth is not enough for his consumption. So we'll take it directly after too much trouble. You know, he has to wait too long a time until the behemoth decides to run out from the stable as a result of disturbance. So if the Chachamim would be mattering to cause a disturbance, let's say to bring about a perish of a one behemoth, and then they'll be allowed to shecht it and eat it, so then this time with the same stable, the same taruves, so he will take directly. Masha'in came, if we tell him you are only allowed to manipulate a disturbance to such an extent that all the behemoths of the stable will run out, so in such a case there is no zere, because we tell him you cannot manipulate a disturbance so that one behemoth will run out, and then that behemoth that will run out, so you'll take a hold and you'll shecht it and you'll be allowed to eat it. But only if you manipulate a disturbance in such a way that all the behemoths will run out. So then there is no gzeire. There is no gzeire. But we still could be gzeire if we allow him to do it this time, that all the behemoths, so next time he'll think directly that we're not gzeire. This is what he says. So in such a case, it's muter. Now you'll see the Mechaber, so Mechaber says, now, Misha Lokach, let's say, we left off with Sifei, Misha Lokach Bosama Makulin, Vachlichticho Royal Yishabi, Vinimtis Treif Makulin, Volenedo Chtichas Atreifo, Vinyedea Meza Lokach, כל מה שלא קומה לקולים כדי שנמצא הטריף המוטר שלא נופל הסוף היא בקבוע אלא אחר שפירש וכי משעורף כושר מוטר אבל ניקח מכאן ואילך עושר ואף לכתיכו שנראוי על ישחה בית שאין הקל פקין בו זה וייתו בירוי על ישחה שנראוי לו. So how does he pass like the Rashba? Not like the Tur, because he only asks it מצד ציוק, מצד מינק, מצד חומרה, but מיקר לדינה הכתיכו שנראוי על ישחה בית, he's allowed to buy from the slaughterhouse even after the treif was discovered. Why? Because he paskens like the Rashba, because after all he was masik on the tour, he was the mayor on the tour, as to why the tour was the mayor against the Rashba, so he paskens like the Rashba. Now the next thing. But the chayim ushod vol machshuvim shnisamu beheta shnitin la afil belem. Afil im piris echt min orov. Acha shnida taruves. Osa, vu she im frishe bim mischavim. Abel im piris me meile shor. So he paskins like who? Like the Rashba, not like the Rosh. Because according to the Rosh, it's osa im piris me meile. So then the Ramo says, vi ho di osa im frishe bim mischavim, haim shmi piris rak miat. Vi nisharu miksase yisurim im keimam, that's in line, ufra pshachnes teretz. This time, not in another situation. Because there is no call the Polish Merube Polish. Only if you have three left and then one comes out by itself, so you say call the Polish. But if you just have two left and out of the two one's out, one remains, so you cannot say call the Polish. רק שניים האחרים מסוי, ונסרב אותם לגיל הסטריפה בקשירס, ונמצא ביצה ביניהם, הביצה מטרס. אף אגב, זה תנגיל חשובים, ולא עם מזבטלים, לגבי ביצו, אז בונם בסרוב. In other words, even though the tanegeles is choshuv, is a balchai, so you could say, so mele there is no din of bitul, even like with the beitzim. So he says one has nothing to do with the other. Even though the beitzim were derived from the tanegeles, and there is no bitul. There is no bitul like with the tanegeles, but like the beitzim, there is a din of bitul. All right. Simen Kufyud, that's Daf Kufayin Gimel Amud Beis, after the two dots, the sixth line from the end of the Amud, Simen Kufyud, Daf Kufayin Gimel Amud Beis, the sixth line from the end of the Amud. Dovo sheni botul machmas chivosei kim balachayim uber yuchticho ruyo mischabeit שניסאר באחרים ונחל אחד מהם או ינופל ים בינגן שנבט מן אילום בשייגי כותרו כל האחרים. So that's the Gemara in Zvoch שאון יוטל אם לאים הרו יישר הולך להם. Even though from the point of view of probability it's unlikely that the item of Yisar is the one that fell into the yam, but since Midrash said there was bit and it's Yisar nepach lehet, but there is a takonis chachomim that there shouldn't be any beetle. So in case where something fell and it can be tele, so in other words, so it's really we have a sveksveike, but it's not a real sveksveike, because in order to apply a real sveksveike, we in the case where there is no beetle birov, Midrash said then each sofik has to be sofik ashokli, 50-50 chance. Mashen can hear. So, but here, the second sofik is not a 50-50 chance, because, so, what is the sveksveike? So, in other words, so, we have, now, a dova choshu, let's say, remaining baden, one item of remaining baden of viseh, fell, let's say, into 1,000 items of remaining baden of heta. So, there is no beetle of viseh nepach leheta, because it's a dova choshu. It's a dova choshu. Now then, one item from that sack fell into the yam. So, we have a sveksveike. So, first of all, you're allowed to take out any item from that sack and eat it. First of all, maybe the item that fell into the yam is the item of Isa. So, maybe the sack doesn't have any remain shalisa. Assuming that the item that fell, the remain that fell into the yam, is not the item of Isa, but it's possible that this item that, so that means if the item that fell into the yam was an item of Eta, so the item of Isa is still in the sack. But when you take out an item, so as long as you don't eat up all the items from the sack, so it's possible that the item that you eat is not the item of Isa. So it's a sveksveike, but it's not a real sveksveike. If there hadn't been any beetle midraise of Isa nepach heter, so then I would say that's no sveksveike. If midraise there had been a aloche that idom achoshim does not become bottle. So I couldn't say sveksveike here, because there is a klal in sveksveike that in order to apply sveksveike, so each sofik has to be a 50-50 chance. Here, the second sofik, from the point of view of probability, so it's one against 1,000. It's one chance out of 1,000 that the dafke, the item of Isa, fell into the yam. But since midraise there was bitl, but the chachomim or machmir, so maybe in such a case we can be tele and we apply sveksveike, even though the second sofik is not a 50-50 chance. So that's our. Dovah shenivot machmir shivosik v'lachayim uber yuchdich oril ischabit shenisarim v'achirim inech lechon mem oi nofal yam bin yeshenevod neilom b'shege kutru kol achirim shonu teilim leim aru yisar olachay upir eshri davke shenofla ma'atzmo avol imi pilei afilu shegeik osar otomezit. Vichosa avadini ovi orozal, she mipile kidim shenida taruves, shor, diloi shayach limigza, kim shadayin, lunida taruves. So when do we say, hippile is osea, if it is leachash lida taruves? So then there is a knas. Mashainke, kidim shenida taruves, not shayach to apply knas. והוד ישורי כשנבד יחד מהן דווקא כשאיך לן ישורי 2-2. So that's the gemore in Zmochi, that only if he eats two at a time, so one of the two is certainly eter. So mele we can be tele just as one is eter, that the other one is also eter. Mashein came to eat one at a time, you're not allowed one at a time. That's the gemore that find Aleph on the Aleph. ואומר רבי אלעזר לא יתר רבי אלעזר אלו שניים שניים אבל אחד אחד לא אחד אחד לא דפה עם דלו יום דלו so that's the Allah I mean not because there is any berurim of course it doesn't have to be like that just because one is that vada yeter the other one is also vada yeter it could be one is a two one of them is yeter and the other one is yeter but since one is yeter so then we are tell avoloi never oh he said vitavke she never dechot meilo ki de parishis avoloi never tell she pichish elo she pirish echot meil ele hatte bishul zeh nishom ולוי מבוי עם פיר שחד מהן אלא אפילו פיר שמהן הרבה אלא הטר איבן שוריס let's say one pomegranate of Isa fell into a big sack that had 1,000 items of that pomegranates of Eta and then not that the pomegranate fell into the yam but it was taken out and it's in another sack so then we are not tailing when are we tailing only when it's never been ailing nechal or nef fell into the yam, but if it was just pirish, then we're not here. A few pirishimehen harbe, in la hati or even shoris, ela amiuche pirishim mutorim, shonutelim leim aroyis abreiv, voyerei vosa, vim kolorev nisavu bacherim, kulum asurim, kil nofal shomoyis abiyodua, avalim amiut, nofal limokim acher muta. Vikos varajbo, da filu noflu machtsosom, limokim acher yoriz muta, שנותלים להוקל בספק ספקה שמה לא היו יישא בשכילו שנופלו לכאן ואם תמצא לאימא כאן היו שמה זה שיחלטו אינו יישא so in other words if a mute of the items fell into was nifresh and in another bag to another sack even if half of it was nifresh in another bag so then it's still muta all those that were nifres because of his vexveike shev vim tzol kano yo shemo ze sheikh la atenis vi davke she tagu ve sogi she no yomut am natir ke she nizbatel berov likach tin in hokel bis vexveike avul chti chasisa she nizar vo bichti chaseter u meilu ashnai im nofal echot mehem nisei chasor shal heter in imrim bo ze vexveike lo hokel lifi shanorim kol echot na ashnai ki gufi shal isa kol zman shal nizbatel isa berov So when do we say that we have now the two opaskins? He mentions the shite that we need three taruves. There's the smak shite and the rambam shite, but the two doesn't agree with that shite. So the two opaskins like this, yes, that even though the Gemara in Zvochim says nofal echod mirmeni badnu isichri be imribe lishleisho mishleisho limokem acher is muter so it doesn't mean dafke mishleisho limokem acher even if it didn't fall mishleisho limokem acher so it's muter because if it's nofal ribe imribe lishleisho so we already have his vexveike so the tour says when is that so if it was nisbatel berov no falechot men ribei u meribei lishleisha what does shleisha mean? Shleisha together with this pomegranate so in other words into two so together with this one it will be shleisha so there is another bit of berov so we have two bitulim of rov and zvexveike so then the chachomim will matter it ma she'im kein if it will be no fal lisech ribei u meribei lishnayim meaning into another sack that has one so together with this one it'll be two so there is no two bitulim just one bitul berov and zvexveike then it's natos so this is what he says vidavke when we have both in both taruves we have a bitul berov but bitul berov by the vachoshuv is not effective in Rabbanon so if we have two bitulim berov so it's zvexveike and bitulim berov then it's muta but only if we have rov we darf bis da rov so wie shino yemutam na teresh in patu rov we kachte un hokto bis vexveke aber ich tikh asisa shni savo bich tikh aseter u meilo hashnayim no folach ni sich asor shel eter in im rim bozes vexveke lo hokke li fi shonu reim kol echot na hashnayim ki gufi shel isa kol zman shelo in izbate lo isa berov so in other words he mentions the other case that I mentioned before the another possibility You see, the two mentions here were in the first Aruves, there was no Bittul Chov. Just Chadliga Bechad. Then there was another, and then there was another Taruves, and there is Chov. So then it's not Mutar. But similarly, if let's say the first Aruves there was Chov, one remain of Isser fell into a sack of 1,000 remaining of Eder. And then one remain out of that sack with 1,000 fell into another sack that had one remain shel Eder. So together with this one, it will be two. So it's also a sack because we don't have two bituri. We heard the Shaginon Svek Sveke Dafke al Ditaruves. In other words, there's the shita in paskins like the ri, not like I'm the town. The tzofik yachot biguvi, tzofik yachot taruves is us. Oh, v'yeishem rim, there's the shita of the smart. Sha'afilu b'svek sveke shal di taruves in lahata b'dvor machshuvim. Dicheheiche, the mahanilach shivusayed l'pteila afilu b'elef, mahanilu name shal lahata b'svek sveke. There's the smart shita. Only if we have three taruves. Where he says, v'loi nihire. So mainly two taruves is muter. So we have two bitulim berov and a svek svek al di taruves. So then it's muter. So it doesn't pass like this man. But the mechaber does pass like this man. All right. Now we are up to siv zay. Dovo sheni botil machmas shivosim ki geim balechayim muberi. So you see, we saw that the two mentions Mishidashenim, the Dafki Nofal Matzmi, but the Piloliam, so then the Chachomim comes and Shege got amazing. So that's only in case of Ipilia. Basheike, Ligabi Achille. So then we don't counsel Sheikh got amazing. So only if he was Echo be amazing to the Chachomim counsel. But if he was Echo be Sheikh, no. Now, so the Nesi Kelim discuss how is it that Ligabi Nofaliyam, so we say that only Nofal Matzmiliyam. But if Pilo be Yodayim Liam, even be Sheikik, so Katsino Sheikik got amazing. But Ligabi Ochlon, so if it's Ochal be Sheikik, so we don't cancel Sheikik got amazing. So there is one teretz, one explanation is that, and that's a very reasonable explanation, because why should we cancel Hipilo? Bishayik, or to it, why do we cancel Ipilo Bishayik? Because if we allow it to him to be eaten, in case of Ipilo Bishayik, when Biyadayim was mapul, the item, an item, Bishayik into the yam, so then he will be tempted to be mapul, be mazy too. So only over there, because after all, the psychology of the people is what kind of it. Of a wrong do I commit? I just threw an item into the yam. Anything wrong with throwing an item into the yam? So, but people are meire tere. So, even if he was mapil biyodai into the yam, bishayik, so the chachomim counseled him, sheyik ot amazik. Mashayin came where he was eichel bishayik, so then we don't have to counsel sheyik ot amazik, because it's mochomo. I mean, he's not going to, by allowing him to eat it, to eat the rest, in a case where one item was eaten b'sheigeik, he's not likely to eat it b'mezit, because he knows, I mean, he's not going to eat it b'mezit. But le'ipilo b'sheigeik, so then it's more cow in the minds of people to throw away one item into the yam. So me'mele we can't say sheigeik b'mezit. Oy nofat, so that's why the mechaber. So he says, "V'nech lechem ben b'sheigeik," and as the Ramor explains it, "Bein shoch le'atzmi b'sheigeik, bein shoch lu'achir b'sheigeik." Mashein kei l'gabi yam. He says, he emphasizes the mechaber, "Nofal mi'atzmi liyam," but he pilo b'yam, even b'sheigeik. So then it's also, Und noch einmal sagen, ja, bin ich schon nicht mehr mehr, hutrokola achirin, schon utelim leimaro yisa holachlei, wie dafke kisheichel hanishori steim steim biachat, die mir monef schachi kechode de tere, aber leich lamachas achasos. Denn der Ramos says, and that's a bisschen, vafilu liochlom, steim steim, osea liodom, echod leechel eskulom, vafilu bnei, beis bnei odom, ein liochlom, kulom bibasachas. So that's a Bis Yosef. And the Bis Yosef was Midaiket from the Torah. But it's a big Chiddush. So the Bis Yosef says that even when it's mutter to eat two items at a time, so only two items at a time, but to eat all the items, bibasachas, then it's osea. But the Bis Yosef, so if the Bis Yosef had mentioned just one din, where one person eats all the items of Asachas, then it's a double portion. Because then he eats the item of Isatu. Then he eats the item of Isatu. But the Bis Yosef mentions two chumres. First of all, the Bis Yosef says that one person should not eat all the items that are left over after one item fell into the yam. So one person should not eat all the items, even with the same person. But that it should be eaten, bibasachas, so even if all the remaining items are eaten bibasachas by two people or by three people, so it's also. So the Ramo mentions two things. Vafim lochlon shtaim shayim osolo domechot lechel eskilon. That means even bozeh hazeh. One person cannot eat all the rest, even bozeh hazeh, the same person. And then, but even two people, so they are allowed to eat up the whole diuk of the Bis Yosef. But this is the psak of the Bis Yosef and the Ramo. That even when one item, he falls into the yam. So then we are tele, but this tele is not that we are deceiving ourselves and we say that in all probability the item that fell into the yam is the item of Israel. We know that from the point of view of probability, the item that fell into the yam is one of the items of Eta, not Dafke, the one out of 1,000 item of Israel. But since we can be tele, we are tele. So we apply a specific in view of the fact that Midraise Bittel was Chal. He was Chal. Bittel Barov was Chal. So Mimele, the Bis Yosef and the Ramo Pasten, that we can only, it's only Muter to eat Shtayim Shtayim if it is not